Now, would you supply alcohol for your 15-year-old daughter's house party? A mum on the internet parenting forum NetMums has sparked controversy by posting about the party she actually helped to organise. She agreed to supply beer and cider for the party for her teenage daughter and her friends. The post is a bit of a mixed response, with some people thinking the mum is out of line and others thinking that as long as other parents are aware of what's happening, there's no problem. So what do you think? And indeed, in general, would you supply or allow your teen to have alcohol if you felt it was in a controlled way? Better the devil you know type thing. 0303 80 55 55. With me now we have commentators Fionnuala Meredith and Andrea McVeigh. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Vinny.
Fionnuala, we'll start with you. Where's your stance on this? As a parent, a mum yourself, would you have been happy to supply alcohol for your children?
Well, my kids are grown up now. They're in their 20s. But certainly, you know, when they reached about 16, 17, I think I was just realistic about it. I knew they'd be going to parties with their friends and that alcohol would be involved. So I sort of took the maybe quite pragmatic line that I would be happy enough for them to drink in my presence. And occasionally, indeed, if I knew they weren't going to be in my presence, I did buy them like some decent cider or something like that, because I'd rather they drunk a smaller amount of decent cider rather than an absolute shed load of some awful alcohol pops.
So was part of your decision behind that because you thought, well, if I know what they're doing, where they're doing it and who they're doing it with, I'd rather that than them saying something and doing as kids sometimes do, I'm not necessarily saying yours, going off maybe drinking in a park?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, like, kids are going to do these things. They're going to, you know, there's always going to be the temptation to do that. And actually, one of the things that really informed my decision, I remember this really well when my son was growing up, the parent of one of his friends had said to this boy, I want you to never have a relationship with alcohol at your age. And I thought that is, for a start, a really weird way of putting it. But also, it's placing far too much importance on alcohol. Sure, it's a substance you have to respect, but it's also something as an adult that you can enjoy. So this whole...
You said it yourself there as an adult, Fionnuala. So when you're over 18 and therefore legally allowed to buy it.
They're coming up to adulthood. And, you know, I think that you've got to teach them. They're probably going to drink. So you've got to teach them a responsible, sensible way to deal with alcohol. And I think just having some kind of draconian ban saying you must never have a relationship with alcohol is not, in my view, the way to do it.
Andrea?
Well, under 18s, drinking is against the law, and there's a good reason why it's against the law. So we're basically, anybody who supports giving teenagers alcohol is potentially breaking the law.
Well, I think that the law in terms of buying alcohol, so if you went and you bought alcohol, for children, or if an under 18 went to buy alcohol as well.
Yes, but there are laws about this. And so this parent, the story involved is a 15-year-old girl whose mum wants to throw an unsupervised house party for a group of teenagers and supply the alcohol for them. So that is against the law. Alcohol is a drug, and I can't understand any parent who thinks it's okay to allow their teenage child to take drugs, whether supervised or unsupervised. I mean, there's so many health benefits involved with alcohol, and, you know, there's long-term risks, high blood pressure, some cancers, falls, accidents, liver disease, but there's the more immediate problems of any teenager who's drunk. They're going to feel out of control. They have a lack of adequate judgment making, so their judgment fails them. They can become aggressive. They can certainly end up vomiting. And I think most of us know examples of that, whether we've done it ourselves or we know somebody who has. Alcoholic poisoning is one of the extremes, but there are...
Can I just ask one thing? Have you ever tried to bring up a teenager?
No, but I was a teenager.
No, but that's not what I'm asking you.
Okay.
To have brought up a teenager in order to understand the law and to know about the health risks involved with drinking alcohol. Not only is that beside the point, it's incredibly patronising. I was a teenager drinker, and it
wasn't patronising.
Well, let's have an all respond.
It wasn't in any way good for my health.
If you're presuming to comment on, you know, the way that people bring up their kids, then I think it's fair game. No, hang on!
Okay, one at a time. Fionnuala, make your point, Andrea, I'll bring you back in.
If you're presuming to comment on the way that people bring up their kids, then I think it's fair game for me to say, well, have you had any experience of that yourself.
And I understand the point you're trying to make, but also the point Andrew makes is that you don't have to have children to understand the dangers or the risks associated with alcohol on your health or on your life when you're trying to function, whether you decide to get into a car because you have a driving license at 16, 17, or let's try and concentrate on the actual issue here, Fionnuala and Andrea. Andrea, when it comes to the likes of age, when you're 16, I think you can get married. I think you, to an extent, you can go and you can join, not maybe the armed forces, but you can sign up. You know, there are things you can do when you're 16, so there's a level, assumed level of maturity there.
Yeah.
So is it not better that if you're going to drink alcohol, it's with the knowledge of your parents, they know what you're doing, and they can give you some genuine, honest advice, instead of pretending that your kids aren't drinking and pretending that you don't think your parents know you drink? Because that tends to be what happens.
Well, I think there's a difference between pretending that your kids don't drink, giving them advice and buying drink for them and allowing them to drink alcohol in your house. I mean, there are any teenager, and I'm sure we've all been drunk as a teenager, most of us have, you lose control, and I just can't understand why anyone would allow that to happen.
Okay, Fionnuala.
Okay, well, I don't think my kids lost control because I bought them a couple of bottles of, you know, craft.
Well, why did you buy them?
Hang on!
What was their purpose in drinking alcohol?
Could I speak? Could I please speak for a second?
Oh.
Okay, so I bought them maybe, you know, no more than a couple of bottles of cider, decent cider. And as I've already said, my rationale with that was, well, if they go to a party with a couple of bottles of cider, age about 17 probably this was, they would have been, then I think that they're going to have a safer time than they would if they went along to that party where there'll be oodles of really awful rubbish drink, and they'll probably get involved in that. So as a parent, I think you try to make these decisions that are based partly on principle and partly on pragmatism. Another example that I suppose I would use is I always made sure my kids never saw me drunk. I think that's a really important
okay.
one. And again, like, parents make these difficult decisions all the time, but you're always trying to steer a road between being practical and pragmatic and sticking to your principles.
Okay, let's take some calls on this. John in Belfast, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm just listening to that girl there speaking, you know, where she's speaking about her rights now. I mean, it's going to be very hard for her to tell her kids not to break the law when she herself is breaking the law by banning those kids.
Fionnuala, you want to respond to that?
I'm not a girl. I'm 45 years
old. Well, okay, woman, then.
Please do me the courtesy of that.
Right, okay.
I think I know better. I think as a parent, you know better what your kids need
right.
than anybody else.
Oh, do you?
Oh, hang on.
So if you're a lawyer there, therefore you know better than, you know, what the police tell us, not that all kids should not be drinking. We've seen some kids out in the streets, full drunk out of their head. They don't know what they're doing or where they're going to.
That's Fionnuala's point.
That's the whole point, is to avoid that scenario.
Right, so you would rather 15-year-old kid get drunk and maybe wreck your house on you, would have your time.
Okay, well, let's let Fionnuala respond. Let's let her make her point, and John will come back to you in a second. Fionnuala, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's hard to even know how to respond because we're not talking about my 15-year-old wrecking the house. I mean, there's not even a discussion to be had there. I think, John, if you listened a little bit more carefully to what I was saying...
One second, John.
I think if you listened a bit more carefully to what I was saying, you'd realise that this is all about moderating my children's experience. And, like, so far, neither of them have turned out to be raving alcoholics, so obviously some measure of success there.
No,
well, that's a really nasty thing to
let's
say.
Let's not go down that route, John, because I don't think it's necessary. I guess one of the issues John was trying to make aside from that, Fionnuala, is this is your experience. So perhaps you were lucky, you were fortunate. Maybe your kids were more responsible, more mature than others would be. And, you know, by facilitating alcohol to people that are underage, you don't really know how they'll react.
No, that's true. You've got to make the decision based on your knowledge as a parent and your knowledge of your children. I mean, I've been giving my kids sips of wine from when they were much younger than that because I didn't want them to grow up with this idea that alcohol was some terrible, forbidden thing, because you know what kids will do. If they think something's terrible and forbidden, that makes it so much more attractive. I wanted to bring them up with a moderate attitude to alcohol. It's something you can enjoy in moderation, but you don't take too much because the health consequences and other risks are too great.
Okay, Brian in West Belfast. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Danny. No, just agree wholeheartedly with the last speaker there.
That's Fionnuala.
Fionnuala. It's been very sensible about this situation, but my child, I think, was about 16 when I heard that he was drinking in, say, the park by a person. Now, I approached the child and I said, listen, you want to drink? I know you're having me drink, but don't go near any, don't go behind my back behind and go in the parks and so forth. What I'm saying is, I found out, I was glad I found out, and I was able to say, you come into your house with, and I wasn't telling him, come in every night and so forth. I said, if you want to have a drink, but don't go in the parks. And I could have turned around and said easily, don't you do this and don't you do that. Most cases they will rebel on you.
And why did you feel comfortable or more comfortable with that idea than not knowing what he was doing or not intervening in some way?
Well, I mean, all kids are going to experiment, even with smoking and so forth. You know, thank God it wasn't much drugs around then, but they will experiment. And what I was saying was, I didn't want him to go behind my back and go out drinking weekends in parks, you know, or elsewhere. I was saying to him, yes, have a drink, but have a drink in your house.
Okay.
And he couldn't go into pubs or clubs, obviously. But at that age, I was giving him a leeway.
And were you, were you buying the booze for him?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
So how was he getting it?
Well, I mean, he had a wee, I think, as far as I remember, a part-time job, and he was able, well, you know, their mates all bunch up and so forth. They have money and so forth.
And it didn't bother you that he was breaking the law by buying alcohol underage?
Well, probably I never thought that end of it much, but I'm not saying he was a compulsive drinker.
I understand.
In the early, I wanted to catch it on early. My thoughts was, if I turned a blind eye to it, he could have turned out worse, maybe,
okay.
You know.
Okay, Brian, thank you. Andrea, it's part of the problem here, the focus that we have on booze. Let's talk about Northern Ireland, let's talk about Ireland. Or even the UK, you know, there's a real focus on socialising, and that's maybe more so when you're in the legal age, 18 and up, to have fun, you have to have a drink. Maybe we should tackle that instead of telling people when they should and shouldn't drink.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's that last caller sounded incredibly sensible. Let your child have a moderate amount of alcohol and they'll maybe not be drinking in parks and they'll maybe not do anything dangerous. But it is against the law for anyone under 18 to buy alcohol. That's against the law. So I don't know why we're encouraging law breaking. But also, I mean, why do teenagers drink? We have to ask that at all times. Yeah, let them have a glass of wine on holiday. Let them see that it's something that people do. But why do teenagers drink? I don't think the majority of teenagers are sitting around at a dinner party, you know, discussing the finer points of a particularly good Merlot. Why are they drinking?
My son did.
Well, sorry, I shouldn't have laughed at that, but I understand.
To have more fun, maybe to do something, to do things that they wouldn't normally do if they hadn't been drinking, to maybe to take risks, to maybe to be braver, to maybe to have that Dutch courage, to maybe do the thing that they wouldn't do if they were sober. And I think we're encouraging that when we encourage children under the age of 18 to drink.
Okay. Fionnuala Meredith and Andrew McVeigh, thank you very much. We'll take two more calls on this and then we will move on. Norman in Bangor, good morning to you, Norman. How are you? I thought you'd hung up on me there, Norman.
No. It's totally irresponsible of any parent to encourage their child to drink.
Did you drink any alcohol when you were younger, Norman?
My father would have hammered me if I had a drunk. I didn't drink until I was 21. So I never come into my home drunk.
But did you drink?
I did drink, and I've seen young.
Where did you drink?
I used to drink used to be the Clock Bar and the Crescent Bar down the road.
So you used to drink in the bar?
Yes.
What age were you?
I was 21 when I took my first drink.
Oh, okay.
Because I would never have been allowed to drink in my house. I raised two children, and they were never allowed to drink in my home. When they're adults, there's nothing I can do about it, but I can advise them.
Okay.
When you look at the number of young people dying of liver disease and the antisocial behaviour, it's all caused by alcohol and drink. And if you look at the television programmes, Magaluf, Fritz and Magaluf, they're rolling out of the bars, binged up to their eyes with drink.
Well, leave it there, Norman, but thank you. And of course, most of the ones I would assume in Magaluf will be over the age of 18, but I'm not totally sure. Thank you for your calls on that.